Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. I trust that you all have had a beautiful weekend. I know that I did. I want to right away give all of you a big thank you who sent me happy anniversary wishes. My husband Robert and I celebrated our 41st wedding anniversary. How about that? Wow, 41 years. I am just so blessed and so thankful to God for blessing our marriage and to allow us to experience one another and minister to one another all of these decades. I'm so grateful for that. And so we just had a wonderful, quiet weekend at home, reminiscing, laughing, talking, and listening to our favorite songs that we used to play as we dated and leading up to our wedding, all of the things that we, all the music that we remembered, of course. And so we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And of course, this day, Monday, April 8th, I want to mention this because you know, we've got a total eclipse coming our way for those of us on the East Coast, and I believe in some other areas of the U.S. and Mexico and Canada that individuals will see the total eclipse. But get this, they say that it will be another 20 years before we see another total eclipse. So this is a big deal. And of course, the schools are using this opportunity to teach the kids and understand that there is, there's a planetary system out there, and really teaching them about how the moon and our planet circles the sun. So it's very interesting. Also, I want to remind you that it is April, which is the first month of the second quarter of this year. So there are things that you need to be doing, right? You need to, first of all, be evaluating what's going on with your business or what happened in your business for the first quarter. Did you accomplish your goals? Did you accomplish the tasks that were supporting the goals? Did you accomplish your sales goals? Did you accomplish your marketing goals? Did you generate a lot of new leads? You need to be taking a look at this, because evaluating where you were is going to help you to know the goals that you need to set for where you're going, right? And so, of course, I have such a passion, such a desire for all of you boss ladies out there to know and understand the importance of setting goals, of really setting that foundation every quarter and breaking it down then by month, week, and day, so that you have clarity about where you're headed, where you are going. However, I am learning that this really is more of a challenge than I had originally anticipated it being, right? I'm realizing that there are a lot of business women out there, whether you have a full-time business or whether you have a part-time or you have a side hustle going on, I'm realizing that women are not taking goal setting seriously. They are not realizing the impactful power that it carries. And so I will continue to talk about goal setting throughout Successful Woman Radio and just really try to encourage all of the women who listen to the show and come in contact with me to really set the foundation for goal setting, which is so very, very important. And so I want to encourage you that if you have not joined Women About Biz. This is such a good time to. We focus on resetting our goals every single month, and we go further than I've seen anybody go with making sure that you have a goals planner. I always write up a special instruction and tips section to really go with the month and the time of year to make sure that you don't forget certain things that you can take advantage of in marketing your business and planning out your business for the month. And so again, for those of you who are already members of Women About Biz, don't forget to go into your member portal. And if you haven't already, it's never too late. Go ahead and download your April goals planner. So very, very important. You know, we talk about, it's interesting, women are very excited about talking and sharing what it is that they want in life. Women are very, very vocal when it comes to dreaming and getting excited about what they are going to do, right? But really, queens, we really need to put up or shut up. Really, we need to get very serious about what we say we want, because every time we don't accomplish the things that we want, what happens is it's just a notch on your belt that's tightening more and more. And at a certain age point, what happens is you begin to feel suffocated. You begin to feel unaccomplished. You begin to realize the toll that putting the cart before the horse and announcing all these things that you're going to do but never doing, it really comes back in a major way. And I mean, it slaps you, right? And so I am only sharing this because I have experienced it. I'm in my 60s now. And when I started Women About Biz, I was in my 30s. And the interesting thing was that in my 30s, in my 40s, I feel that, you know, I felt like I had something to prove to others. And so there was a lot of pretending going on. Let me just put it that way. Pretending to be in business when really in reality, I was not being as successful as I could have been because I was too cocky, didn't ask for help when I should have asked for help, and didn't follow directions when I did ask for help, right? I've learned all of the errors of my ways, and this is why I am such a good coach with others. This is why I can help others to have their breakthrough moments, because I've been there, done that. There's pretty much nothing that you can tell me that I haven't experienced, from partnerships gone wrong to collaborations gone wrong to filing bankruptcy personally to, just so many different things throughout my journey of entrepreneurship and business, you know. So I created Women About Biz 24 years ago. I really wanted Women About Biz to be that kind of like that sorority of businesswomen who developed a sense of family that we could lean on each other, that we could share with one another, that we could embrace and support one another. And over the years, Women About Biz has certainly evolved, right? But I just want to say to you that now is the time for you to get real. I believe, you know, 2024 is the year for woman to be real with herself. And one of the things is really understanding the power that you really possess, understanding that you truly are the queen of your empire, understanding that God really did give you the authority. He validated you through your existence that you have the ability to totally control your life, and it's in your hands. It's in your hands, and you get to decide what you're going to put in your empire, how that's going to happen, be it businesses, be it organizations, whatever it is that you want to put in your empire. Remember, you're the queen of it. You rule over it. So very, very important for you to understand this. So before we go any further in the show, Again, I just want to give a big shout out to my hubby Robert for these 41 years. Wow, being married for 41 years, and of course, you know, people always ask you that question. You know, what do you attribute to having such a long-lasting marriage? And the only thing that I can tell you is that love has to be unselfish. It can't always be about you. And I certainly feel that in our marriage, both of us have been able to minister to one another. Not that we've had a perfect marriage, not that we've not gone through our own battles and all of the different things that married couples go through, but we have remained friends throughout. We've kept God between us. And in addition to that, we have also ministered to one another's needs. And that is the one thing that I give my husband kudos for, because he is a true nurturer, right? He's a true nurturer. And I can tell you without a doubt, every single morning of my life since I've been married, my husband has brought me a cup of coffee. Now, that might not seem like a big deal, but think about it. For 41 years, he has brought me a cup of coffee. And that is something that's very special to me. And while I expect it every single morning, and I just laugh and smile when I see him coming in the bedroom with my cup of coffee, it is special because he has made it his mission to do that for me, to spoil me like that. And I really, really appreciate it. Just one cup of coffee has really defined my sincere appreciation for him recognizing that I need a little pampering in the mornings. And I really appreciate that. And so again, a big kudos to him. And not only that, but you know, when you see the Women About Biz website, when you see all of these incredible things that I do with courses and other stuff, that's always my husband, Robert, behind the scene helping. And in the early days, had it not been for him, I don't think Women About Biz would have gone national, because he certainly played a ginormous role in that. So again, you know, kudos to my hubby and happy anniversary to him. Just claiming that we have 41 more years of marriage, right? I want to go to God in prayer. And I want all of you to be in unison with me on this as we go to God in prayer, thanking him for this beautiful day. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have another day to accomplish our business dreams and goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, as we pursue taking action and being the leaders that you would have us to be. Let us not procrastinate, O Lord, on our business goals and tasks, but, Lord, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, dear Lord. We ask a special blessing over all of those women, dear Lord, who are struggling with debt. They might be feeling alone and isolated, Lord. Right now, there may be mothers in their cars, living in their cars with their babies, dear Lord, not sure which way to turn. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to send the angels to them, Lord. Use us, O Lord. Father, use your saints. Use the ones who love you, O Lord. Use us, Lord, so that we may edify and glorify your name and bless the lives of others, Father. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us, Lord, and we embrace and accept all of the blessings that are yet to come. Thank you so much, Lord, for Successful Woman Radio and for all of the listeners, Father. Father, we just praise your holy name and thank you so much for your son, Jesus Christ, Father, that died for us, was buried, and rose again that we may have everlasting life, dear Lord. Thank you for always having our back, O Lord. We praise your holy name in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Again, I want to welcome everyone to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Queen Trina, your host and business success coach. So excited that you are here with me today. I want to give a big shout out to all of you who are longtime listeners. I'm about Alicia, Yvonne, Cindy, so many of you, Cheryl up in New Jersey, Lydia, all of you who have been longtime listeners of Successful Woman Radio, you know, just so many people. I want to thank you so very much. As we enter into our 24th year of Women About Biz, it was about maybe a little less than 10 years that we came up with the concept of Successful Woman Radio. We wanted a flagship radio show that was like a cross between, a webinar, a radio show, a podcast. We wanted something unique, and certainly Successful Woman Radio has filled that bill. And we have been able to bless women who otherwise would not be getting the information that they need to grow or start their business. We have a wonderful theme all this month of April, the laws of marketing, right? We want to be able to kind of give you a compass for being successful in business. And as you know, the three top things that you've really got to be very watchful of is marketing, generating leads, and sales. And so, again, it's so important to really have your hand on the pulse beat of marketing for your business. So today we're going to explore the topic of developing your brand identity. We will dive right into you building your brand from ground up. So stay tuned to hear how you easily can make your brand stand out. And of course, we have the 7 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. We've got some announcements for you from Women About Biz. So again, don't hang up. Don't click off, because we've got some great information to share with you. Let's go ahead and get started with the 7 questions of business leadership. Again, the 7 questions of business leadership. Here's question number 1. Will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning? You know, preparing your mind for greatness is a process of using prayer, self-belief, customized affirmations, and personal power to really, really set your day, to guard your mind, your subconscious mind. It must be practiced first thing in the morning every day before your feet hit the ground. Especially when you're dealing with many challenges and obstacles, you should do it throughout the day, right? Here's question 2. Am I effectively balancing passion and profitability? You know, profitability is really paying attention to the fact where if you're busy and you are doing what you're supposed to do, you should be seeing sales being generated from all of your efforts. So reflect on whether your business aligns with your personal passions, but you also must reflect on your business being financially sustainable. I talked about it last week, but I want to mention this again, and that is with us as women, we get so emotional and so excited that sometimes we confuse our excitement about our business and the elated feeling that it gives us, because it does get our adrenaline going. Many times we get confused with that and having that kind of passion and actually making money. And so while we are running off of that adrenaline, we're running off of that excitement and that passion that we have for our business, it's quite possible that when it all settles down, there's no money involved in it at all, because we really have not been focusing on the most important things: marketing, generating leads, and closing the sale. So you've got to ask yourself, am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business? Very important. Here's question 3. How can I strengthen my online presence and my marketing strategies? Now, we all know that long gone are the yellow pages, right? And that in today's time, you know, online marketing is very, very essential. I will say this, and one of the things that we're doing right now at Women About Biz is that we're doing some really deep dive research into bringing you new and updated information on marketing, right? Because it is evolving and it is ever changing and it is moving very fast. For example, you know, there was a time when you could take $25, $50 on Facebook ads and you could spread $5 out every day and you would actually be able to get some results. Well, guess what? That particular type of model and being able to market with very little money is really dwindling down. Facebook and all of the social media platforms are really changing their algorithm so much so to the point to where it is catering to the big boys, right? And I read in one interesting article that I read talked about the fact that if you aren't spending a million dollars a month, let me back that up to really keep it real. If you're not spending $1 million a month on advertisement at Facebook, that they really aren't paying you any attention that much, right? And so, again, keep in mind that Facebook got us all with the free membership. They used the free membership model, but then once we all became members, they were able to start tracking our movements, tracking what we like, what we don't like, getting our IP addresses, and tracking us and sharing what we like with their advertisers, their larger advertisers. And that was the ultimate plan. And of course, it has been a learning, time for Facebook, but now they are not so favorable with small businesses. As a matter of fact, this is very interesting. I was talking to my virtual assistant and she was saying, well, Ms. Trina, why don't you consider boosting a lot of the posts? But when we added up the suggested pricing for boosting all of the posts each week, it would be that I'm spending $1,500 a week over $4,500 a month, right? On just boosting posts. This is not necessarily on important announcements, but on boosting posts. And can you imagine all of the small business owners who really aren't getting a lot of play and they're thinking, well, I'm going to take Facebook's suggestion and just keep boosting posts and spending this kind of money. Can you imagine the multiple millions that they're making in unity from small business owners, and yet Facebook has turned its back in many ways on small business owners? So I mentioned this because we are moving in another era of the internet to where the big boys have now come a running and they are spending 70-80% of all of their marketing dollars online. And so what that does for us who have been there all along on the internet is it has completely diluted and in many ways disintegrated our ability to effectively pay for low-cost advertising and really make an impact. Now, there is still some opportunity left on Instagram, maybe TikTok. Facebook, I've got a big question mark because some crazy stuff is going on algorithm-wise on Facebook. So what is it that we can be doing right now, right, to strengthen our online presence and our marketing strategies? Well, first of all, you got to assess your current online presence, including building your mailing list, your website. You've got to make sure that don't go crazy and try to keep up with all of the social media platforms. Choose one or two platforms that work for you and that where your target market hang out. And then enhance your visibility, right? And we're going to talk about this a little bit later with branding, but enhance your visibility with videos, free offers, and guest interviews. The key here is that you've got to, like never before, build your mailing list. And this is so very important. You've got to build your mailing list, okay? And in order to build your mailing list, you have got to be able to get yourself out there, stand apart. You've got to be able to brand. And I really think that videos and free offers and podcasts really can help to do that, right? But it's got to come from the heart. It's got to be something that you will be consistent with and that you've got to do and that you want to do, okay? Here's number four on the seven questions of business leadership. What learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skills? You know, as the CEO of your business, continuous learning is the name of the game. You've got to identify areas where you can expand your skills, whether it's related to your product or service, marketing, or even technology, okay? Here's number five. What will I do to hold myself accountable to my business goals this week? This is very important. Now, as many of you know and who are already participating at Women About Biz, if you are a member, you know that every single month we reset the goal setting and we come out with a goals planner for the month. So if you haven't downloaded the goals planner for April, it's never too late to play catch up and go ahead and utilize that system that we've set for you, right? Personal accountability is the cornerstone of your success. So you've got to be very proactive, right, to set clear, achievable goals for your business, and you've got to be able to keep it clear by understanding the tasks that you have set forth, right? And when possible, you've got to be able to delegate the task so you aren't the only one doing everything. So you've got to, on a regular basis, check in with yourself, assess your progress, and make adjustments as needed. Want to move on to question number six in the seven questions of business leadership. Am I prioritizing, this is important, guys, self-care and well-being during my entrepreneurial journey? So this is something that can't be overlooked, and it can't be done after your entrepreneurial journey. It has to be done all the time during on a consistent level, right? Assess your work-life balance and your well-being. Are you taking breaks? Are you setting boundaries? Are you finding moments for self-care? Listen, Queen, prioritizing your mental and physical health to sustain your passion and creativity in the long run is what it will take for you to be successful. So this is all a part of your success journey, your self-care and your well-being. And last but not least, in question seven of the seven questions of business leadership is on a scale of 1 to 10. What's my belief level? So this is a question you should ask yourself. What's my belief level? And remember, as always, your belief level is tied directly to your action. So if you're taking action, you should see goals being accomplished. You should see your to-do items, those tasks marked complete, and things are getting done. And you should be focusing on marketing, generating leads, and closing sales. Those things should be happening in your business. If they are not, back to the drawing board you go to understand the power of belief and how it is what you need your dose of, that unshakable faith kind of belief, right? That level of belief so deeply rooted, it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all that you dream of, on all that you purpose to do. Well, there you have it. I hope that you guys are taking some good notes and that you will ask yourself these seven questions of business leadership as often as you need to hone in on your skills as the business owner, as the CEO, the chief entrepreneur and visionary of your business. It is 12:28 after the hour. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Successful Woman Radio. Know that I am so in respect of you listening to the show and so grateful and have plenty of gratitude. And so I want to encourage you to bless the lives of other women by sharing the show with at least 3 to 5 other women every week. Just kind of share the show. You know, send them a special text and say, hey, you know, jump on the Successful Woman Radio Show. The phone number is 347-637-2400. 2589. Again, for those of you with a pen in hand, write this number down. Plug it into your calendar as a recurring event every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time, 347-637-2589. Share the show with other women who you know have mentioned to you that they want to start business, or you know that they're in business. And we appreciate you blessing us with sending more listeners to the Successful Woman Radio Show. For those of you that are new to the show, I want to thank you also for joining us on the show today. Again, make sure that you set us as a reoccurring event in your calendar for 12 noon Eastern time every single Monday. Come rain, come shine, whether it's a holiday or not, we will always be bringing you Successful Woman Radio. Got a few announcements for you. If you're not a member of our coveted Crown Club, now is the time for you to join us to be a member of the Crown Club. We've got so much going on, so many new things that we're getting ready to add, and we want you to be a part of it. If you're already a member of the Crown Club, don't forget this month, if you are a silver member, now is the time to go ahead and schedule your one-on-one quarterly top of the quarter session. Remember, during the first 30 days of every quarter, you're given the opportunity to schedule your coaching session so that you can review your goals, look at where you were, look at where you're going, and making sure that you're on target to accomplish your goals. And if you're not accomplishing your goals, then you've got to figure out why. So very, very important. I also want to remind all of you that if you have not already, it is time for many of you who are in business and you're going to be filing the 1040 long form along with the Schedule C. If you have not started working on your taxes, now is the time to start working on your taxes. If you're still looking for a tax specialist who might specialize in small business taxes, then you may want to connect with our sister company, Tax Spark. Definitely may want to do that. Set up a quick consultation. That's Tax, T-A-X, Spark, SPARK.net. Again, TaxSpark.net. Set up a free consultation so that we can answer any questions that you may have about preparing your taxes, any questions about deductions. April 15th is coming around very, very soon. You only have about a week, a little bit less than a week, to get your taxes filed. So go visit taxspark.net if you need any assistance on filing your taxes. It is 12:32 after the hour. You're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. So, of course, I want to share information with you on how to make your brand stand out, how to make your brand stand out. And so today, that's what we're going to do, is give you some really great tips as we deep dive into understanding branding and what it is that you should be doing to help your business build its brand, right? Now, in today's competitive marketplace, establishing a strong brand identity is crucial for the success of your business, especially for women entrepreneurs striving to make their mark. Now, your brand identity is not just about having a catchy logo or a pretty website. It's about crafting a narrative that really resonates with your target audience and sets you apart from the crowd. Now, the key here is, even in branding, it's important for you to understand who your target audience is. Very important. From defining your brand's values to designing the visual elements, there are many different aspects of creating your brand identity that need attention. So let's go ahead and delve into this process of developing a brand, right? And, you know, before we talk about the visual elements, I think it's going to be essential to define the essence of your brand. such as what values do you stand for? What sets you apart from your competitors? Take the time to reflect on your mission, vision, and unique selling points. Your brand's personality should be authentic and aligned with your values, allowing you to connect with your audience on a deeper level. Crafting your brand story really is a very important part of the process. So it's important for you to realize, and this is especially true if you're like a coach or a motivational speaker, a book author, certain types of service businesses, right? You know, even a product owner, share your journey, your struggles, and your triumphs. Let your audience know why you started your business and what drives you. Authentic storytelling can create a strong emotional connection with your audience, fostering trust and loyalty. So basically what I'm saying here is that we're living in a time right now where people are really wanting the connection with people. And so you have to be a part of your brand, right? You have to, especially, I think, especially for a micro or small business owner, you know, we don't have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or even thousands of dollars to advertise. We're dependent on organic marketing, and when we can, we want to be able to effectively use any advertising dollar that we come up with. But at the same time, we need to remember that the number one thing that we have that's very competitive and that is a competitive edge is our sales. You are the competitive edge for your business, so it's important that you understand that. So with that said, let's go ahead and first talk about designing visual elements, because this is the first thing that people think about when they're looking at developing a brand, right? So once you have identified exactly the, you know, the brand, the ambience that you want your business to have, what, how do you want people to perceive your business? So it's time to bring it to life on a visual basis. So this is where your logo, your color palette, the type of fonts that you're going to use, any images that reflect your brand's personality and values, this is where this comes in at. This is why it's important to do what we call a mood board or a brand board. Now, one easy way to understand what a brand board is literally to go to Google Images. Okay, you can just type in google.com and then click on images. And when you click on images, type in examples of brand boards, right? And you will see a whole host of brand boards that will give you a really good idea of what brands are all about, okay? So I want to give you some tips for coming up with your colors, because this seems to be kind of a challenge for sometimes for other people. So when I work with clients and we're talking about their brand board and you know, figuring out what colors they want, and they have an idea of one color, but they may not have an idea of blended colors that may go along with that color. So one way to do it is to just use Google Images, right? And put in a color that you really like, okay? Say, for example, if the color was gold, then you're going to type into Google Images colors, hex colors that go with gold, H-E-X, okay? Hex colors. And what hex is a code that is assigned to different colors that allow you to use it when you are designing different things, whether it's a flyer, a business card, your logo. The hex, when you know what the hex colors are, it helps you to stay consistent across the board when you are doing different things in marketing for your business. So all you're going to do is go to Google, then type, go, and don't forget, not just the Google browser, go to google.com and click on images and type in hex colors that go with whatever the color is that seems to be the base color that you are interested in. So, for example, if gold was a color that is going to be a a major base color that you want to use, you would then say, hey, colors that go with gold, okay? And what it's going to do is it's going to start bringing up for you colors that actually go with gold, right? You can also enter in hex code for, you can say hex code for, you know, you can say gold, red, white, and you can put in certain things. And guess what? It's going to bring up those colors together, and it's going to bring variations of shades of gold, red, white. And so, again, this is how you start. It's not just a process of like, okay, I'm going to use gold, red, and white. No, you really need to figure out what those hex colors are going to be. So let's just kind of have a quick recap of that, okay? As far as the visual elements are concerned, your logo, your colors, that kind of thing. If you've already had your logo done, then believe it or not, your logo drives the colors that you are using in your business. And so you really want to pay close attention to that, because sometimes you'll have a logo design and the designer has not even asked you what colors you want to use, and instead they just do a logo, and then you start using colors that you want to use, and it's conflicting. It's not flowing really well. So keep that in mind. So sometimes you may have to have your logo retouched, redone over, or completely redesigned to match the brand colors that you want. So one easy way to create your brand board is simply go to canva.com, right? And you can do this on the free account. You don't always have to have the paid account on Canva. But what you want to do is go in the search box and you want to put brand, okay, board, right? That's what you want to do, brand board. And what will happen is a whole host of different formats of branding boards will come up for you. Choose the format that you want and then follow the pattern of the board. It's suggesting to you that you have a font. Just go click on that font and then it'll take you to the font side of the canvas so you can choose the font that you may want to use. You know, again, for colors, you want to use Google Images to try to research and come up with the hex colors. And then once you have the hex codes, you can then go back over to your brand board and Canva and then change all of the colors on that brand board to the colors that you want. So again, you can create your own brand board. And one of the things that I would like to say as well, now, the most popular fonts available are Google fonts. Okay, so you can go to google.com and in the search box put in Google fonts, and you can see all of the different fonts that are available in Google. They have cursive fonts, they have script fonts, they have different types of fonts, right? So you can put in the fonts that you want to use, and then you can come back over in Canva and find those, most of the time find those fonts, because they use Google fonts as well. So the most popular fonts are Open Sans, OpenSans, Open Sans as a body font. That means for all the words that are typed out on your website and in articles on the blog, Open Sans, or Arial, A-R-I-A-L, Arial. That's another popular font, okay? For titles, Times New Roman is used as a good title builder for your headings and for your titles, right? And so, again, what you're wanting to do is you're just wanting to make sure that you are consistent across the board. So why would you use a brand board? You're using a brand board because if you have anyone to do designs for you, anyone to design new logos or come up with new concepts for a campaign or anything like that, you can just pass on your brand board to them, and that allows them to then stay consistent with your brand. So I hope just that little piece helps you as far as, number one, how do you come up with all of your colors? You may only know of a base color that you want to use, but you can actually go into Google Images and put in the search bar hex colors that go with, and then write the type out the name of your color. And if you already know some colors, you want to know how they look together, then you could just say hex colors for and put those colors in order in the search box, and it will bring up color palettes for you along with the hex codes that you can then determine what variations of shades that you tend to like with that. So doing this is not just a overnight thing. You know, it takes a little bit of time to actually look at your brand and decide what it is that you stand for color-wise and how you want your logo and everything to actually look. I will say this as far as branding with visual images are concerned. Sometimes your logo and the type of logo that you actually want won't happen for a while, right? Women About Biz has gone through different variations of logos, and I'm, you know, just here to say, here we are, a 24-year-old company, but really it wasn't until a couple of years ago that we really settled on the logo that really represented what we wanted, right? So when you see that Women About Biz logo, it really evolved from who we want it to be, right? And who we want it to be is not just someone that provided resources, but we wanted women to understand that you have inherited the right to be a queen. So helping you become queen of your empire and then making it our mission to explain what that is and then to provide trainings on how to be the queen of your empire, how to be the leader of your business and make all of these things happen, then became our mission, right? And so again, it took some time. It shouldn't take decades, but we evolved over a couple of decades into who we wanted to be to women based on what the needs of our followers really is. And so again, this is something that you have to take into play. So with that said, you don't always have to have a logo right away. You can just have really, have words or use color, different color variations with words, in order to have an identification for your company. As a matter of fact, many consultants don't use logos. They just use the name of their consulting firm along with a tagline or a subtitle to share what it is all about. But at the end of the day, you really should have some type of identification so that people will say, I know who that is, okay? So that's very, very important. And again, your logo is the visual cornerstone of your brand identity. So it should be simple, memorable, and versatile enough to work across different platforms too. So if you're talking to a designer or if you go on Fiverr for your logo, you should always let them know that you want to be able to use your logo in different sizes and in different ways on brochures, business cards. So it needs to look good, whether it's tiny, small, or large, right? Make sure you keep that in mind, okay? Very, very important. Another thing that you want to do in branding yourself is that you really want to compile catchphrases and expressions and quotes that you yourself have personally used when it comes to talking with people or audiences or things, expressions that you use that you have come up with. These are all branded catchphrases and expressions that actually belong to you. And as a matter of fact, I would go as far as to say if there's really a catchphrase that you use, really something that you have really driven home and you're getting known for it, then you may be needing to do what we call a slogan mark, SM, with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office, right? So a slogan mark is a separate trademark that protects a slogan that you're using. Probably one of the most popular phrases or slogans in the world is "It's the Real Thing" by Coca-Cola. If you go online right now and you put in Coca-Cola, "It's the Real Thing" in Google Images, you're going to see that M right there. It's a slogan mark. It's already been trademarked and registered. So that's important for you to know and understand. Now, I've had a lot of people to ask me in branding, you know, should I trademark my logo? Should I trademark my name? Or which one should I trademark first? Or how does that actually happen, right? So here's what you need to know about trademarking. Okay, first of all, trademarking your logo doesn't necessarily mean that you've trademarked the name. That's what you need to understand, right? So the most important thing when you're first starting out in business or when you're getting ready to delve into the world of trademarks is to trademark the name, okay? Trademark the name. If you're on a budget and you're trying to figure out what to trademark first, trademark the name. Okay, then after you trademark your name, keep in mind when you trademark, you just don't trademark, but you have to decide on what categories within the trademark department that your trademark fits into. There are different categories of trademarks. For example, there's a category if you're interested in putting your trademark like on t-shirts and materials and different things like that for sale. There's a category for online courses and workbooks and different things like that, ebooks. So there's a trademark category for that. So keep in mind that it's not just about one trademark, but it's about being able to classify and understand what category your trademarks really fit in, what you're going to be doing with your logo, how you're going to be utilizing it. And so I definitely recommend that you take a really good trademark course. Probably one of the agencies that have really good trademark courses is the SBA. They have some really good courses. Also, score.org, S-C-O-R-E, score.org. They have really good classes taught by attorneys that are talking about trademarks. And then, of course, you know, you could go on YouTube. There are many attorneys that are talking about trademarks and what you need to do in order to better prepare yourself for trademarking your logos and trademarking your expressions and different things like that. But this is often something that small business owners forget, which is they use catchphrases, they use expressions. I once knew of one of my clients. She kept saying a specific phrase on her podcast, and it was catching on. So this is what happened. One of the listeners on the listening to her podcast took the phrase and created a whole line of t-shirts and products and started selling it. And then they turned around and trademarked the catchphrase, right? And so it was a really sticky thing. You know, you can imagine you're using this catchphrase, you're the one that came up with it, and then all of a sudden someone that was a listener starts using it and they're creating products from it. Well, guess what? Was it wrong of the person to do that? It wasn't necessarily wrong, but it was unethical. But they may not have even known that it was unethical. They may have just been encouraged, came up with the aha moment saying, I like that phrase, and really not have known. And so in order to settle that matter, the client would have had to get an attorney. And even though the catchphrase wasn't, it was not trademarked, they would have had to prove that she had used the trademark, that the phrase first on her radio show. Then she would have had to prove that that person had been listening to her show all along. I mean, there's several things that would have had to been done in order for her to really take that person to court. So you're talking about spending thousands and thousands of dollars with an attorney. And so to prevent all of that, this is why you need to have a database of your catchphrases and your expressions. And if there is one that you are utilizing a lot to brand your business, then it definitely needs to be trademarked, okay? I know a lot of people have been asking me about the poor man's trademark, which is where they you know, they put their logo or their name of their business in an envelope, and then they seal it, and then they send it to themselves, registered mail, and never opened the envelope, kind of a proof that this is the date that I came up with this and I had it before this person who apparently took it, right? Well, that could have been used a long time ago, but judges really are not paying attention to the poor man's trademark like they used to. And so at the end of the day, the rule of thumb is to go ahead and trademark at least your business name in at least one or two categories that you want to use, such as if you want to use it as doing ebooks, online courses, you know, the internet, that kind of thing. So that's one category. Then if you're planning on doing anything like t-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, that's a whole nother category. So again, this is why it's so important to talk with a trademark specialist or an attorney, someone that can really guide you with this. And again, the SBA has some really, really good workshops on trademark. And I also know that SCORE has many attorneys that go on there talking about trademarks as well. So I just wanted to bring that up to you, make sure that you know about that. Now, the next thing that you need to know about in branding also is videos and podcasts, right? Videos and podcasts are absolutely great ways to help brand your business. Not only are you gaining followers, but you're also able to use those catchphrases on your podcast and your videos. You're also able to continue to brand yourself as the competitive edge for your business. And this is very, very important. And so again, I want to encourage you that if you have not delved into the world of videos and podcasts and utilizing it for your business, this is something that you really need to look at, because I think as a small business owner, this is something that is going to help you to create and generate those leads, right? Because the most important thing that you need in your business in order to market, to generate leads, and to close the sale, the number one thing that you're going to need online is always going to be your mailing list, right? These are people that have opted in freely to receive your emails. So again, I want to encourage you to get better in the know about online marketing, because it is evolving, it is changing rapidly, and what you used last month may not even be what you can use this month. I mean, it is really, really changing. But one thing is for sure, even though it is changing, I think email is always going to be still the number one way to reach out to your mailing list. Emails, and then also text is going to be another way. I think those are like the top two. And so, but video and podcast help you to reach out and develop a relationship with others who are already following you. So I always say that videos and podcasts seal the deal, right? They may be receiving your emails. They may have attended maybe one of your webinars, and they may have attended one of your events, but they are sealing the deal. Your podcast and your videos are sealing the deal, because it then starts helping build that relationship in the mind of the follower. It builds that relationship even further, right? So then when you come out with different offers and things, they want some of what you have, because they have used the free offers. They have used the free resources that you have provided to them. So again, you really do need to look at incorporating videos and podcasts as a form of branding. Now, I want to preempt and come back and say to you that if you don't want to do videos and podcasts, you don't have to, right? I don't want you to go out and just start doing videos and podcasts and saying, you know, Trina said I need to do videos and podcasts. What I am saying is that videos and podcasts help seal the deal, and they are two of the most strongest ways to brand your business and yourself as a competitive edge for your company, right? Very important. Now, the next thing about branding is really about consistency. And this is an issue that many women have in business. They're not consistent on social media. They're not consistent with videos. They're not consistent with podcasts. But consistency is key when it comes to visual elements and non-visual elements. Use your brand's colors, font, imagery, catchphrases. Use them all as touch points, from your website and social media profiles to packaging and marketing materials. You've got to be very, very consistent with your brand, right? And so again, your brand is not just your logo. It's just not the name of your business, but it's everything. It's your catchphrases. It's your logos. It's you. It's the colors you wear. It's the colors you're using. It's the color, making sure the color of your logo is matching the brand colors that you want, so it's not clashing. It's very, very important to have all of that planned out, right? Ultimately, your brand identity should resonate with your target audience, and you should understand who they are, what their needs are, and how you can solve their problem. So developing a strong brand is a journey. Okay, it's not something that you can just all of a sudden, bam, I've got my brand. Branding is an evolving thing as well. Just like a website is an evolving part of the brand overall is evolving. Remember, here we are 24 years old at Women About Biz, and just 2 years ago, we finally have settled on the logo that we feel we want for the rest of the duration of our business. So again, this is important for you. Understand is that you're going to have many changes with your brand. Probably you're going to be growing. You're going to be evolving. So brands are here to stay, but also you may find a need to change your brand as you gain more clarity about your business and who you are and the role that you play in your business as well. Overall, the key here is stay true to your authentic self. Let your passion shine through in everything that you do. And with dedication and perseverance, build a brand that leaves a lasting impression in the minds of your customers, your clients, and it sets you on the path to success as a female entrepreneur. So very, very important. I hope that you have enjoyed the show today. I want you to know that God has your back, right? Oh, yes, he does. And I want to remind you of Hebrews 12:11. Discipline is painful, however, it brings peace and righteousness to those of us that have been trained by it. Oh, queens, discipline yourself to be the best owner and the best leader that you can be for your business. You treat your business well and your business will treat you well. It will help you to generate that income that you so desire. Have a beautiful and a productive week. And don't forget to check out the eclipse. The next one will be 20 years from now. So check it out. Take care, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.